This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. and South Korean warplanes will continue large-scale joint military exercises for another day, officials announced Friday, as North Korea continued lashing out at the drills with a record pace of launches. The Vigilant Storm air drill, which involves 240 aircraft running mock attacks, will run through Saturday, South Korea's military announced, citing North Korean provocations. Since Wednesday, North Korea has launched 30 missiles, including some that triggered air and raid alerts and emergency shelter orders in South Korea and Japan. The United Nations Security Council will meet Friday to discuss North Korea's launches at the request of countries, including the United States, multiple diplomats have told VOA. Overnight, North Korea also launched 80 artillery rounds into a sensitive sea border area off its east coast, according to a statement by South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff. In Washington, U.S. and South Korean defense leaders warned Pyongyang that any use of nuclear weapons by North Korean leader Kim Jong-un would be the end of his regime. U.S. prosecutors rested their case against a radical right group in connection with the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Tim McGuire reports.
Federal prosecutors spent 5 weeks building their case against Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes and four of his followers charged with seditious conspiracy for their roles in the Capitol insurrection. The case includes testimony from other members of the right-wing group and evidence including text messages and videos. His lawyers say Rhodes is expected to testify in a defense centered around former President Donald Trump. They say Rhodes believed Trump was going to invoke the Insurrection Act to put down what he saw as a coup by Democrats. If convicted, Rhodes and the others could get 20 years in prison. Tim McGuire, Washington.
And this is VOA News. An earthquake with a magnitude 6.0 shook El Salvador Thursday night with initial reports of no casualties or material damage. We'll keep you abreast as we get more information. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Thursday that Ukrainian forces can retake the strategic southern city of Kherson from Russian troops in what would be a major defeat for Russia. Austin's remarks coincided with a Russian installed official in Kherson saying Moscow was likely to pull its troops from the west bank of the Dnipro River. If that statement is confirmed, it would signal a significant Russian retreat. U.S. Embassy officials in Moscow have visited jailed WNBA star Brittany Griner just weeks after a Russian court rejected her appeal. We get more on the story from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Brittany Griner is serving a 9-year sentence. She was convicted of drug possession after Russian police said they found cannabis oil in her luggage at Moscow's airport. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We are told she is doing as well as can be expected under the circumstances.
The State Department adds the officials saw firsthand her tenacity and perseverance, and the U.S. is pushing for her immediate release, as well as that of Paul Whelan. He was sentenced in 2020 to 16 years in prison on espionage-related charges he and his family say are bogus. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Bank of England has made its biggest interest rate increases in 3 decades in an attempt to beat stubbornly high inflation. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
The central bank has boosted its key rate by 0.75 percentage point to 3%. The aggressive move comes even as the bank predicted a 2-year economic contraction through to June 2024. Bank of England Governor Andrew Bailey said the move was necessary to keep inflation down. The rate increase is the Bank of England's 8th in a row and the biggest since 1992. It comes after the US Federal Reserve announced a 4th consecutive 0.75 point jump as the fight against inflation takes place across the globe. Karen Chamas, London.
Ethiopia's military held a memorial service for soldiers killed in 2 years of war the day after an agreement was signed calling for a permanent cessation of hostilities. The agreement obtained by the Associated Press calls for the disarmament of Tigray forces and federal control of the Tigray region and is designed to end a 2-year war that is believed to have killed hundreds of thousands of people. The signed agreement, which hasn't been made public, spells out what the Tigray lead negotiator described at Wednesday's signing as painful concessions. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.